What would you say is the bigger thrill for you, being told that you're going back into space or the fact that you're going to be going as a commander?
Oh, hard question. I really, really enjoyed myself last time, so going back is definitely something that I wanted to do, but I did want to go back as a commander this time, so both are exciting for me.
Your last mission lasted about 6 months. How long is this next mission slated to launch in October? How long will this one go?
It's approximately 6 months also.
Can you talk about some of the goals of this next mission?
Well, it's actually got a lot of really exciting things happening. If we're flying shuttles on time as planned, we will add 3 new additional modules to the station. So these will be pressurized modules that we actually live in. It'll be Node 2, which they recently did a contest with school kids, and they have named it Harmony. And then the Columbus module, which is the European Science Laboratory module, we'll get a Japanese logistics module and then a Japanese laboratory module. So we are going to actually increase the internal volume of the station twofold by adding all 4 of those additional modules. So it'll be pretty exciting for me to actually have a bigger station to live on this time around.
Yeah, I remember you talking the last time like it was about the size of 2 school buses parked end to end. Is that right?
Actually, it's a little, even now, it's bigger than that. It's, I think they say it's the equivalent volume of like a small 3-bedroom house. It's got basically 3 modules on the U.S. side and 3 modules on the Russian side, which, you know, for 3 people is quite a bit of space. But we're planning to go to a crew of 6, and so it'll be nice to have not only the additional laboratory space, but more stowage space, since that seems to be one of our biggest constraints is how much we can stow on board.
Now, how large will the crew be then under you when you go up in October?
Actually, it will be a crew of 3. Yuri Malenchenko and I will arrive on the Soyuz, and then the 3rd crew member will be brought up on the shuttles. And so who we will have up there will be somewhat dependent on which shuttle shows up at which point in time.
Now, during your first mission, your only other mission, you went up on the space shuttle, stayed on the station, and came down on the shuttle. So if you're going up on the Soyuz this time, are you going to have to go to a whole lot more intensive training to learn all the Russian gadgetry?
Actually, yeah. I had to do that last year. I trained as the backup for Expedition 14 Commander. And he also launched on the Soyuz, and he's on board the station now and will return next month. And so I already went through that training to launch in the Soyuz. And that is actually pretty extensive. I was pretty impressed that they could teach a biochemist to become a flight engineer on the Soyuz, learn all about the navigation systems that they use and how to do the rendezvous and the docking. And so it's been pretty exciting in terms of the new things that I've gotten to learn this time around. Plus, also, we've got the new modules coming up that I've been training on. So last time for Expedition 5, I trained in the U.S. and Russia and a little bit in Canada. And this time I've trained in the U.S., Russia, Germany, and Japan. So it's been pretty exciting.
Is there anything you want to change or do differently from your last stay on the space station? Anything that, I don't know, that you'd bring along from home that you missed, for example?
Well, my food selections have changed. I know now what I like and what I don't like. So in my preference foods and my bonus foods, I have gotten a lot more specific about what I do and don't want to see. But really, for the most part, I don't really think I'll change too much else. I think I'll probably do, you know, a few things differently. Now we have more capability on board to get electronic data up to the crew a little more easily and down. So that'll be fun to continue communicating that way, but with a little bit more expanded capability.
We talked about the mission goals earlier. Do you have any personal goals, anything that you individually want to accomplish?
Well, not to screw up too bad. This old goal I have all the time. But I think, you know, with the added responsibility of being a commander, it's even more important. I mean, I have the responsibility of the entire crew, and so I think about that a lot more this time around than I did last time.
given your 6 months of experience on the space station back in 2002, where do you rank now among the active duty U.S. astronauts as far as hours logged in space? You've got to be close to the top.
Well, Shannon Lucid has the U.S. record, actually has the world female record and the U.S. record right now. That will be broken, I think, by Sunny Williams, who's on orbit now. I think, around 5 or 6. I actually haven't looked it up lately, total U.S. time, but I'm definitely within the top 10, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Can you talk a little about what you think set you aside as far as why NASA picked you for this?
Probably as much anything as the desire to go back and to do it again. I have, you know, a lot of my previous work with the Russians, I think, helped a lot. I don't know, maybe I'm just lucky. I'm not sure how to answer that exactly.
Okay. During your first stay on the space station, you were able to work on a bunch of experiments that tied back to Iowa, including one with Pioneer and growing some soybeans. Is there going to be anything Iowa-related as far as this mission that you know of yet?
Nothing that I've seen on the current manifest. Most of the science investigations, our life sciences investigations, our focus with the new initiative for exploration, return to moon and going on to Mars, and with our limited budget, we are focusing our work, our scientific work, on how to keep humans in space healthy for longer periods of time, because that's our highest priority in terms of going back to the moon and staying long durations and going to Mars. So that's our priority now. So most of the investigations that we'll have will actually be involving life sciences, which is good for me because that's my background. But I actually had a lot of fun doing some of the other types of experiments. Some of the European and Japanese experiments will have more physical sciences involved, and I think those will be interesting as well.